The stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why, so in love with you am I. In love with a joy when you first were there, in love with a joy delirious when I found that you could care. Oh, haunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love with you, my love, am I. So in love with you, am I. So in love with you, am I.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
That was a fast fade down. Hey, it's Stop It Yourself number, what is this, 304, 305? Let me look at the schedule here. We are now at 304. Let me put a little brightness on that. I feel like Jerry Todd. And hi, WR. And the song is, here we go. Which is what a friend of mine says whenever he can see that somebody's about to like go into whatever act they always have or whatever complaint they always have. So, here we go. Thanks for being here and see you in the chats.
This is Dr. Demento and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
Well, no, Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest content till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere, until he up and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest content till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Yep, he kicked that noble Russian, but it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear grabbed the Fuhrer and gave him an awful fight. 17 months he scrapped the Fuhrer, tooth and claw, day and night. Then that bear smacked the Fuhrer with the mighty armored paw, and Adolf broke all records running backwards to Kharkov. Then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't help the Fuhrer, God don't help that Russian bear. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest content till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began. Then this bear calls on his buddy, the noble fighting Yank, and they set the Fuhrer running with their ships and planes and tanks. Now the Fuhrer's having nightmares, 'cause the Fuhrer knows darn well that the devil's done wrote welcome on his residence. And well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. That is how it all began.
It's Good News Week. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered off the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat.
Another old appropriate one.
I've heard it said, and it makes me fret, America has a fascist threat. Which organization can it be? This is what perplexes me. So I think I'll take a little quiz and find out just what fascism is. Though some may think that it's extreme to find out what words really mean. It has a party, rather small, that seeks to rule and govern all. A single leader whom they say everybody must obey. Destroy the government with lies, seize control and centralize. Very shortly you will see a fascist state monopoly. Although we've used the fascist name, communism is just the same. It's plain to see these two are twins, and freedom dies if either wins. 1 billion conquered should reveal the danger that is very real. The greatest fascist threat you see is the communist conspiracy. So rally now to freedom's call. Unafraid, we'll stand up tall. With faith and courage, we will find peace shall reign for all mankind. With faith and courage, we will find peace shall reign for all mankind.
Near the Holy Land, Racket used to be a superpower, known as Babylon. That's the scene of that big tower. Babylon was really strong, but over time would taste defeat. Iran sitting on Iraqi's map, they had the Persians and the Medes. Iraqis, they hated Iran, but they were cut off in 539 B.C. Babylon had fallen, but what would Persia do about Greece? I said, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the threats of little nations. See, oh yeah, I said life goes on, long after the best of civilizations are all gone. Well, then, them Romans, they had a run of sitting pretty. That ended badly in the 5th century. Cause that's what's saying now. Oh, yeah, life goes on. Long after the threats of little nations. Oh, yeah, I said life goes on. Long after the best of civilization.
Come around real soon, make us little again.
chance. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the best of civilizations. Little ditty about Iraq and Iran, you American kids do your best to understand.
America will prosper anew and shall regain her strength more and more as when you served before. Instead of more, less need of the dole, more jobs, less waste, low taxes is gold. In him we trust for our country's sake, all we have is at stake. We want Dick, such a fair-minded leader. Establish order.
We want Dick. We want Dick. We want Dick.
Let me fashion.
And when I hold you, do do do, oh,
close to me. Da-dee-da-dee-dee. I did a three-year-old Buffalo Bill lay onto my feet. Tweedly-tweet sweet. And when you kiss me the way you do, who do you do? Oh, you make me want you. 'Cause you're so sweet. Go away, now go away, Dad Burnett. You do something to me.
Well, the boss called me up and said, come in to work. I just hung up on that slave-driving jerk. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. Well, you'd think I'd rather be sweating on a dock or watching somebody use a hammer lock. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Well, I love to watch the missing link bang his head on a corner post. And the rumper bumper butt butt delivered by the Iceman. The Freebirds, Roberts, Hayes, and Gardy. But what I like the most is Kerry delivering the iron claw as only the Von Erichs can. Well, the boss called again, said it's time and a half. You'll come in tonight, and I just had to laugh. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Well, my girlfriend called, and friend, she could be a model for Fredericks of Hollywood, but she was hassling, really hassling. Said I could come over early and stay real late, but I told her, honey, if we have a date, we're going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Kevin Von Erich, when he's really high and flying, I like to see Ric Flair, but he's out there strutting. Andre the Giant must be 7'9". Well, I wouldn't miss this for a dozen girls, and I wouldn't miss this for nothing. I said, honey, I hope you ain't hurt. She said, I'm putting on my wrestling shirt. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Well, last night I dreamed my life was over. There was golden streets and fields of clover, and the lights, they were dazzling. I looked for old St. Peter at the pearly gates. I found a note that said, I won't be too late. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. There's gentleman Chris Adams with his super kick in place. Young Mike Von Erich with his own iron claw. And I'll never forget the classic matches of the 70s and 80s. Two champions, Harley Race and David Von Erich. St. Peter told me as he let me in, from now on every Monday and Friday, Glenn, we're going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Well, if I'd known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have bought those advanced tickets. By the way, St. Pete, are you sure these wings will fit in a ringside seat? Is Fritz coming up here anytime soon?
Ay, 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 me estoy muriendo y derritiendo por ti. Cada momento es una locura sin ti. Mas cada día siempre es así. Ay, 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 yo me atormento, me vuelvo loco por ti.
¿Quién?
¿Yo? ¿Qué va, men? Oh, no. ¿Sí?
Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti. Personality. Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti. Ay, 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 me estás matando, me estás quemando tu amor. Oh, si vinieras a besarme con pasión, cada momento el corazón, ay, 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 se va escapando, buscándote con fervor. ¿Quién, men? ¿Yo? No. Por eso, ahora, ¿qué voy a hacer sin ti? Me atormentas, yo me derrito por ti.
I shouldn't be eating sunflower seeds right before the back announce. Hi, it's Stop Hitting Yourself. Thanks for everybody in the, thanks to everybody in the chat room. A few new people, actually, or people I haven't heard from in a while. Hi, Scott from Oz. Hi, WR. Hi, Laura. Panic. Let's see, Folsom, new, who enjoyed the Rasslin' song by Gene Glenn Goza. Anyway, back announce Germán Valdez with a Spanish version of Personality. Personalidad, Glenn Goza, Rasslin, R-A-S-S-L-I-N. Before that, Simon Crumb, which was a side project or an alter ego for Lynn Husky, Cause You're So Sweet. Gene Pitney, singing in German. I think he did a bunch of German records. I think Italian, too. I found one of him in... I found a Gene Pitney Italian 45 in Rome when I was there. Before that, I Can't Go Get No Satisfaction with Devo mashed up with Rolling Stones. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce whatever that name is for the DJ that did it. Gene Marshall, somebody from the 1970s, early 70s during the Nixon campaign. We want Dick, we want Dick, we want Dick. I don't know if they realized the subtext. I guess they did. No, they didn't. You know what? People that are that uptight just don't have a sense of humor usually. Apologetics with Iraq and Iran. Yeah, first three or four songs were sort of... what appropriate theme for this week. Before that, Janet Green, Fascist Threat, played that many times, but it's been appropriate, right? Hedgehopper's Anonymous, I found that this week. It's Good News Week. Pretty vicious satire. Globe and the Golden Gate Quartet with Stalin Wasn't Stalin. 1943 World War II ditty. It is Stop Hitting Yourself, and we will continue with this... weird song from after World War II about a place out in the desert here east of Los Angeles, right near Joshua Tree National Park, which didn't exist yet. This is Lady from 29 Palms.
Thank you. left 29 broken hearts, broken in 29 parts.
Now there are 29 fellas complaining to their moms
about the lady from 29 Palms. She got 29 Cadillacs, 29 sables from Saks.
They came from 29 fellas who never had their arms
around the lady from 29 Palms. She's a yip, yip, yippee-eye dolly, a new kind of gal of the West. And yip, yip, yippee by golly,
whatever she does the best.
She got 29 diamond rings, got them without any strings.
She is a dynamite dreamboat, a load of atom bombs,
the lady from 29 Palms. She left 29 broken hearts, broken in 29 parts.
Now there are 29 fellas with 29 qualms
about the lady from 29 Palms. She rides 29 trails to bliss, knows 29 ways how to kiss.
She is a gal that you dream of, you'd love to have your arms
around the lady from 29 Palms. She's a cute, cute, cute coyote, a slick little chick in blue jeans, with perfume fashioned by Cody.
That gal can teach you what heaven means,
to quote the 29 broken hearts, broken in 29 parts.
It would be easier, buddy, to make atomic bombs
than take the lady
best in the West
from 29 parts.
And I dreamed I went to that monster bed in heaven. All the monsters were there who had passed away. I started to leave, but they begged me to stay. Count Dracula took me by the throat and said, "You're the life of the party, and without you we'd be dead. Just give us a chance," he added with a grin, "and you'll find we're the type to get under your skin." We walked higher and higher into the black clouds. The damp cold fog wrapped around us. Now the count seemed like a right guy to me, so I decided to accept his hospitality. We became very close once I got over my fright. I learned that his bark was worse than his bite. Introduced me to every little ghoul. I met them all in a round of handshaking. Getting their friendship was a real grave undertaking. The invisible man didn't show me too much, but Vampyra had the skin you'd love to touch. That big Godzilla was a real humdinger. Oh, the guy named Igor was a real mean swinger. We walked farther into the black clouds, higher and higher. And when the moon came up over the cemetery, a guy called the Wolfman went kind of hairy. He went ranting and raving all over the place, still using that greasy kid stuff all over his face. Count Dracula was still clutching at my sleeve. I said, "Dig you later, Bella baby, I've got to leave." Put his arm around me as I started to scream, saying, "Don't worry, fella, it's only a dream."
Oh, you. Monster.
Get me home.
long, babe, but now at last I'm home. The doctor says I'm better, but I shouldn't be alone. My scars are slowly healing where they shaved away my hair. They amputated part of me, I bet you can't guess where. Oh, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Yeah, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Yes, I had me an operation. Now my mind is on vacation, babe. I got a lobotomy just for you. That night at the drive-in movie show, when I blew up four cars, they said they had no popcorn left and no more Hershey bars. So I wrecked the projector, cause there was no ice cream cone. But now I've got some peace of mind, it's in a jar at home. Oh, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Yeah, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. I once was quick and I was nimble. Now my brain fits in a thimble. Babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Hey, Doc, just a little off the top. She's gonna love this. Hey, Doc, that's a little too much off the top. Babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Yeah, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. They made me like a normal grown-up. Now my brain looks like a donut. Babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. I hope you can accept me, dear, cause I'm not the same old fool. I'm now no longer rant and rave, I just blither and drool. And now we can get married, I will love you day and night. And we can raise a family of little lobotomites. Oh, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. Oh, babe, I got a lobotomy just for you. They cut my brain so I'd be stable. I'm your little vegetable, babe. I got a lobotomy just for, babe. I got a lobotomy just for, babe. I got a lobotomy just for you.
In Germania tanto tempo fa, un rombo ed un tuono su nel cielo si udì, l'uccello di guerra nacque così. In cerca di gloria qualcuno partì, e col suo apparecchio veloce salì. Ma lassù più di uno la sua vita lasciò, il barone rosso tutti sterminò. Uno dieci gente forse anche di più, gli aerei cadevano giù e su nel cielo c'era solo lui, il dannato barone non sbagliava mai. Ogni speranza piano piano svanì quando un giorno un eroe in cielo salì. Era un piccolo cane con nasone all'insù, il suo nome era Snoopy, non so dirvi di più. Barone rosso lo attaccò ed in cielo la battaglia divampò. Il piccolo Snoopy fu abbattuto così, il barone tedesco roteando sparì. Uno dieci gente forse anche di più, tutti gli aerei cadevano giù e su nel cielo c'era solo lui, il dannato barone non sbagliava mai. Vendetta si preparò, decollò col suo aeroplano, ma il barone fuggì. Se guardate su nel cielo sono ancora lì. Uno dieci gente forse anche di più, tutti gli aerei cadevano giù e su nel cielo c'era solo lui, il dannato barone non sbagliava mai. Uno dieci gente forse anche di più, tutti gli aerei cadevano.
We sat on the wrecks again, a portrait of a crazy man, trying to make a living off an LP's worth of tunes.
Trying to make a living off an LP's worth of tunes. Trying to make a living off an LP's worth of tunes.
A picture of a soul in pain, trying to choose a world with an LP's worth of tunes.
Trying to choose a world with an LP's worth of tunes. Trying to choose a world with an LP's worth of tunes.
There's
there's something at the heart of it that's simply awful. A man who makes a living off a plastic waffle. There's something at the heart of it that's simply awful. A man who makes a living off a plastic waffle. There's something at the heart of it that's simply awful. A man who makes a living off a plastic waffle. Trying to make a living off an LP's worth of tunes. Storming on my brow. Not a thing can help me now. My life is on the line for an LP's worth of tunes. I can see the write-ups now. The multitudes are crying for an LP's worth of tunes.
A man would simply have to be as mad as a hatter to try to change the world with a plastic platter.
Simply have to be as mad as a hatter. They're trying to change the world with a plastic platter. Trying to change the world with an LP's worth of tunes.
What's your problem, Shani? What's your problem, Shani? What's your problem, Shani? What's your problem, Shani?
Hey, I think I'm going to end slightly early, but that's okay. Probably about a minute early. That's okay. It is Stop Hitting Yourself. That was an LP's worth of tunes by Todd Rundgren. I think I've played one other Todd Rundgren the whole time I've been on. Oh, you know what? A couple. I did something from the Deface the Music, which is not exactly Todd Rundgren, but it pretty much is. And something from a cappella I have played. So this is the third one, I believe. Before that, Giorgio Gabber, Snoopy contro il Barone Rosso. I like covers in other languages. I think that's actually on my ad for the show. Edison and the Techno Talents with Babe, I've Got a Lobotomy Just for You. Right before that. Before that, Hal Willis with My Thumb in Shoes from the wonderful Mr. Lumberjack album. All he did was sing songs about lumberjacks. Well, except for that one. That one's just about hitchhiking and stuff and not having any money. I will read WR's. I didn't listen to sound much as the ones. I remember all the tracks. New one for me to enjoy. Yes. I don't have a sneeze button. Before that, Gray Wolf, with an edit of the Batman theme where they only say man, which I really like a lot. Gloria Balsam, the flip side of Fluffy, the famous record, with Rockin' High Hopes, a rockin' version of High Hopes. The Feminine, wow, what was wrong with my mic? The Feminine from Japan with their version of Breathless. Gladys Omoto, from 1958, Tonkobushi. That's actually a coal miner song, but whoever it was turned it into a love song, I guess for the benefit of servicemen there in the 1950s during the Korean War. The Ghouls, Monster Billy Heaven, Gil Tritol from the wonderful Switched on Nashville All Country Songs on Moog, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Starting everything off was The Lady from 29 Palms by Freddie Martin and The Martin Men, a song about a city out in the desert, which was nothing at the time. Oh, you know what? It might have been. No. I think the military base was put in there later, probably post-World War II, which exactly when that record was recorded. It has been Stop Hitting Yourself. Stay tuned for Hysterica and Some Weird Sin, as always, every week. And we'll see you here next week. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being in the chats. And thanks for your company. And goodbye. Have a good week.